Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. Perry Edwards is the Sitka District Ranger for the U.S. Forest Service. Perry, thanks for being with me this morning.
Good morning, Brooke, and good morning, Sitka.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. You're here to sort of give us an update about things that are upcoming with the Sitka District here, and there's plenty to go over. I think we'll end with maybe something that people can get involved with tonight. So I want to start though with some things that people are probably very interested in, which is the Readout Sockeye Fishery. Tell us a little bit about that. What's going on there? How can people go and start collecting their fish?
Sure. I say, come on down. The numbers are really good. We, in coordination and combination with Fish and Game and the Readout Management Plan, just increased a week or so ago. The daily possession limit is now 25 per person and 100 per year. So we had 388 sockeye come through the year come through the weir yesterday for a cumin of 10,500. So it looks like a really strong run. The concept of this weir is to get the maximum number of fish caught while still allowing for at least 28,000 fish to make it back to the lake, which is the perfect number for them to not have to compete too much and grow to set up the system for the next year or for the next 2 years when they come back.
So, and how long does this fishery stay open? You'll keep people up to date?
Yeah, the fishery stays open until typically we really start running out of the sockeye by mid to late August, and then a lot more pinks that are coming up through there. But if anybody's interested in finding out, like, how many came through yesterday, you're welcome to call the district office, and we can tell you. And that number is 747-6671. But, you know, just like they say with the financial stuff, previous numbers don't mean what tomorrow is going to be. So if yesterday was bad, today might be good. My advice is to just get out there and do some time. And it doesn't matter high tide, low tide, day, night. Everybody has these theories on which it is, but I've gone out there in all the different ones, and sometimes there's nothing, and sometimes you can do no wrong.
And for people who are brand new to this and excited about this idea, what kind of licensing do folks need?
That's a very good question to ask so people don't get themselves in trouble. You do need to get a subsistence fishing license through Fish and Game, and you can do that on the Alaska website. You can go into that and find out. Or I believe you can still probably go down to the Fish and Game office as well and check in with them on getting that permit to make sure that you're legal on that. And there is dip netting and snagging allowed, and it's really an exciting fishery, and it's part of our subsistence way of life here in Sitka that I truly cherish.
I think a lot of people here in Sitka do. That's very true. Let's talk about another place that's right around the corner from the Readout Sockeye Run, which is, so maybe people will be using this facility, the Kanga Bay Cabin. You have some news about that as well.
I do. We got some National Forest Foundation funding last year, and we partnered up with Sitka Conservation Society to do a bunch of work on that. The deck was rotten, the shed was falling down, the stove was rusted out, and so we got all that stuff replaced. It is beautiful and new. There's also a brand new sign versus the one that was growing more moss and things, and you could barely read it. And they finished that up about 2 weeks ago, I think, but it looks fantastic. And that is a great place to go hang out. You're going to go do your fishing at Readout. Hang out at the cabin, rent the cabin for a night. You can go to recreation.gov and rent that cabin. And it's a beautiful cabin, a beautiful location for kayaking around to look at sea cucumbers and all kinds of aquatic life as well.
That is a great cabin. And let's talk a little bit more about, I do want to talk about trails as well, but first I want to talk about things that are coming up right away, which is the Alpine Run is happening this very weekend. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a really cool thing that's been going on for some time now. It is going on this Saturday. They've had a special use permit for that for some years for having that activity up on National Forest System lands for a good portion of it. They start out at the bottom. They run up Gavin Hill. Dear God, and then they end up at the top. So we're really hoping that people will recognize that this weekend. There is limited access and parking due to the event. So if people like to go out for a leisurely drive up Harbor Mountain and whatnot, maybe Saturday is not the best day to do that. But we have, I think there are 88 or 90 participants this year. And yeah, it's really an exciting thing. It brings a lot of really intrepid, crazy runners to Sitka to be a part of that.
Yeah, I bet they're especially excited this year after last year's sort of, you know, not happening because of the pandemic, or happening sort of solo runs. Well, that actually brings us really nicely to some of the trails, because one of the trails you mentioned, actually, two of the trails you mentioned are trails that they're going to be seeing some work, some rerouting. What can you tell us? Let's start with Gavin Hill. This is pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah, so Gavin Hill, this is really exciting. Gavin Hill, this is kind of a several-parter. The lower portion of Gavin Hill is Alaska Mental Health Trust lands. And so we were unable to do anything with that. But we are just finishing up a land swap with the Alaska Mental Health Trust. And so that will be coming into Forest Service control here very shortly. And so that is going to be allowing us to do a full reroute of that trail. Anybody who's gone up that trail, I kind of like to call it the Stairmaster from Hell, because it's so steep and there's a lot of boardwalk that's rotten and tilted and just dealing with the age. And so we're going to be rerouting that. We've been working with Barth Hamburg, or the Hamburg, as he is locally known, as a landscape architect, to do a beautiful reroute. There's going to be a lot of incredible views from that area. It's going to be a lot less steep. It'll be a lot more gravel. We will be doing the National Environmental Policy Act analysis on that to get public feedback and to ensure we're not having impacts on wildlife or aquatics or in other recreation aspects of that this fall and winter. So look forward to seeing that coming out for public notice on that. So far, everyone I've talked to is very excited about this project. And we are looking at fiscal year 23 Great American Outdoors Act funding to do this. There's a couple of bridges in there. And I think overall the project, we're probably looking at a couple of $1 million to do this, but it's going to be a lot of gravel and none of that evil boardwalk stuff and much better slopes on there. We're also on the other side this year, the Harbor Mountain side of that, we're doing some Great American Outdoors Act. And I don't know if anybody's noticed, but there are 55 sling bags for a helicopter to put up on that trail full of rock and gravel to harden that portion of the trail. We are just waiting for a weather window where we can get the helicopter where they can see. We actually had the helicopter here a week and a half ago, and the clouds lowered and the project didn't happen. But we have a number of Outer Coast folks and our young bucks and does on the trail crew this summer season and be out there hauling that material once they stage that along the trail to get that down and to make it less slippery and less sloppy.
Wow, that'll be a lot of hard work. Well, I want to talk or end our time this morning with an event that's coming up tonight for people who might want to be interested in attending this. There's a mountain goat meeting at the Forest Service building at 7 o'clock tonight. What exactly is this mountain goat meeting and why might people want to come?
Sure. This is just, we have normally done this as an annual update, but you know, the pesky pandemic made things much more complicated last year. But we work with Fish and Game every year to ensure that we have good goat populations, but we also offer good hunting experiences for people. And so Steve Bethune is going to be here as well as our subsistence folks to talk about that and get public input on where we are this year with goat numbers and what areas and what numbers we're going to allow that at hunting. And that's going to be at the Forest Service office here. That's at 2108 Halibut Point Road at 7 p.m. Again, if you want any more information about that, 747-6671 is our front desk number, and we can let you know about that. We are asking anybody who is not vaccinated to wear a mask. And, you know, with the high COVID numbers, maybe everybody to wear a mask. But we're not going to require that of vaccinated people. But I am vaccinated, and I will be wearing a mask at that event.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Perry, for letting us know what's going on. It sounds like a lot's going on, a lot of things to look forward to, and some ways that people can get involved, whether it's maybe to watch the Alpine Run this weekend or to come to the meeting tonight. And people should keep an eye out for some chances to offer feedback this fall and winter on that Gavin Hill reroute. And just to repeat that phone number, they can get more information and contact the Forest Service by calling 747-6671. Thanks so much, Perry.
Yes, we enjoy everybody. We want everybody to enjoy their Sitka Ranger District and Tongass National Forest.
Wonderful. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.